This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome back to the show that nobody asked for. Listen, here's the deal. This is what's happening. Why am I wearing the sunglasses? I get it. I feel like they make me feel or seem unrelatable, unapproachable. I'm not. I'm insecure, which I think could also make me like unrelatable or unapproachable. No. I don't know what I'm trying to say. That's why I'm wearing the sunglasses right now. I took two looks at myself in this camera and I was like, these bad boys are going on. If enough people watch this, I will take them off. But for now, just so I can like get through it, they are staying on. What are we doing today? What are we doing for this amount of time? My dream, truly, and I guess if you think about it, I have already accomplished my dream. It's to be a woman in a box that just talks to herself, because I was thinking about it this week and I think I have really low conflict resolution skills, which in turn has caused me some trouble in my personal life. Because listen, I was an only child. So I'm working on that this week. I don't know why I told you that, but I am working on that this week. And I think that if I have better conflict resolution skills, I will have more friends. And, you know, it's just something to think about. Okay, what are we doing today? Water. A couple months ago, I saw somebody posting on TikTok and they were talking about water, like luxury water. And I was like, I can definitely afford that. Like, how expensive can water be? Bro, did you guys know this? Ophora, this is like $30. I've tried this before. We're gonna do it again. I was making fun of this person when they did it, but this has become like a thing for me now. I can actually taste. I have opinions on water. I have very strong opinions on water. And I think we need the crystal geyser. I need the crystal geyser. Okay, I have a lot of opinions on waters, and we have a couple of different ones here. I'll tell you right now, this one, the Aqua Carpatica. This is the creme de la creme. This one is my favorite. Comes in a nice little glass bottle. But guys, I'm telling you right now, this thing for this whole bottle, okay, it's like $2.99. Now, that is expensive, especially for water, because you're gonna one and done this bad boy, right? But you guys know how like you see the Voss water in stores, like in like Walgreens or something, and you're like, if only I could have that. And it's like, you don't care about the water itself. You care about carrying around that fancy little bottle. This bottle is way, way fancier. Like, I wish I could just get into... Let's come back to this one. The Eternal. Naturally alkaline spring water. I don't know what any of that means, but have you guys ever been to Europe and noticed that the water is different there? I feel like I read something one time and somebody made a comment and it was so true. They said that the water in Europe feels more full bodied and the water in America, like Dasani, it's like flat. It has nothing. It really has nothing. Okay. All right. Hold on. The first bottle of water. I don't want you to see me drink it because it would make me more vulnerable. Also, I haven't had any water all day, so this is just a clean palate. I have no choice but to describe this water as a... What is the name of this shape that is a rectangle, but it has rounded edges? That's what this feels like. It feels like a rectangle with rounded edges. That's how I would describe this one. I don't know. Dude, do people do like notes of waters?
I feel like they would, but that's the best way I can describe this. I'm not over the moon about it. I'm not overly impressed. And also, I think this one is quite expensive.
I'm just kidding. I took them off. Something that I've been thinking way too much about that I don't know if anyone cares, but I care. And this is me. This is what I'm doing. I'm talking. This is my show, right? There's nobody else here. So I get to talk about whatever is on my mind. And today, the real question for me is, do I like Lorde? Let me explain something, okay? She came in hot on the scene at like 17 years old, right? Bitch was talking about some, I'll never be wrong, you know? And we were all super, super into it. I was about to say I was at a skating rink when I first heard that song, but I was like, that was in the 90s. I don't know what I was doing. I might've been going through something. I tend to go back to my youth when I'm going through something, like the things that made me happy originally. So anyways, I was at a skating rink and I was super into it. I was feeling myself, bro. You know, she came out real heavy, all the music, and we were into it. Also, she was from New Zealand, which is just crazy because I don't know, like there's not, who's from New Zealand? Like who's somebody else that's from New Zealand? I don't know. I just remember finding out she was from New Zealand and I was like, this is wild. So she comes in and then I know y'all notice this. She dips out hard and heavy. She's just out, right? And I don't know why, but like over the years, like I'm feverishly like breaking a sweat, like one bead of sweat dripping down my head. And I'm Googling. I'm like, where is Lorde? What happened to Lorde? What has happened to the child? Like, where did she go? Because, dude, I'm telling you right now, like if I got famous at 17, I'd be writing that all the way to the fucking bank. You know, put me in music. Put me in movies. Let me feature on Celine Dion, I don't know, like something. Like I'm writing that all the way down. And she just disappeared. And so when you Google, was anyone else Googling this? Like, did anyone else wonder, like, where is Lorde? What has happened while we slept? So if you looked into that, you would find that she was on some fuck the man shit, you know? I think she probably didn't like her label, or I bet you, her first album was her just being, I'm gonna get to the point here in a minute. Just hear me out. I bet you her first album was her just being creative. Like, cause where did that sound for Royals come from, right? Like she was kind of cursive singing, but what was all of that? And then I bet you her management was like, we need to make a song like this. It needs to be more like this. And she's like, but that's not what's in my heart. I'm just making assumptions here based off of her comments that made it seem like she was like, you know, screw the man. So these labels, they'll be like, well, you need to make something that's like this, or your audience likes this, so you need to speak to them by doing that. Here's a perfect example. Have you guys heard Cobra by Megan Thee Stallion? Girl was singing her heart out, bro, okay? She was singing her heart out. Like, if you look at the lyrics to Cobra, I'm pulling them up right now. Because y'all know, she just went through that whole trial with Tory Lanez, and then a lot of people didn't believe her. She won the trial. She had a forensic ER expert and everything up there saying, you know, this, that, and the third, and then people didn't believe Megan, and then, you know, she still won, but then she puts out the song, Cobra. Bro, the lyrics in this say, breaking down, and I had the whole world watching something, something, something. Every night I cried, I almost died, and nobody tried to stop me. Here's the point. She's like singing her heart out, talking about all these depressing things that happened, but then randomly in the song, she'll just start saying stuff like, this pussy is depressed. And you know why? That's because her label was like, well, Megan, we get it. You're like really sad right now, but like you have to like make it sexy. And their solution to this was very clearly like saying like, this pussy is depressed. Like that's what happens like all through the song. So it's so weird. Like she's talking about like how depressed she is and how sad she is. And then like there's randomly lines that it's like, I'm gonna make him want it. You know what I mean? Like I don't think she was in the mood to sing that, but the label is like, this is what the people want. If you want to do things your way, you have to insert a little bit of this. So anyways, back to Lorde. So I think that her label was like, here's what your audience looks like. Here's what we should do. Like, here's what the people want. And Lorde is like, I don't want to do that. And they're like, no, 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 no. Like, you should absolutely do that. Or
oh my God, it could have been like a JoJo situation. JoJo wasn't able to get her music out either. But I don't know. The stuff the Lorde said in her interviews, it makes it seem like this was like some like screw the man type of thing. You know what I mean? So Lorde disappears for like a couple of years. And I am pretty sure it's because she wasn't happy with her label. And I don't know, is waiting for that contract to run out, waiting for them to go bankrupt, waiting for them to sever ties. I don't know. And so then she puts out an album. And like, turns out, maybe the executives were right. Because the album was kind of mid. I don't know. Like, I think... What was she doing in that album? I'm getting to the point. Because something is happening right now. Let me see.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Solar Power is the third studio album by Lorde. This was in 2021. Never heard this album. I have no... Okay, singles from Solar Power. Solar Power, never heard of it. 2, Stoned at the Nail Salon. Absolutely cannot relate. I would never do marijuana and then go out in public. Like, the world would be spinning. 3, Mood Ring. Haven't worn one of those since the 90s. 4, Fallen Fruit. Like, I don't know what's in her soul in this moment. And I think maybe she really, like, stayed true to herself. But I'm not connecting with it. And you know what? Should I even be saying that? I didn't listen to it. So, I don't know. Maybe you guys listen to it. Tell me if it's good. I don't know. But, okay. So she puts out the album and I'm like, okay, this, you know, I didn't even catch a whiff of it. I didn't catch wind. I didn't smell it in the air. Nothing was happening. And then this is where y'all come in, because I feel like y'all have to know this. I was telling somebody about this today and they didn't know. And I was like, I can't believe you didn't see this. Do you guys remember when Lorde shushed her fans at the concert? So this was blown up on TikTok. This was like sometime after 2021. This is after Melodrama comes out, right? So she's doing her concert. And I got a video of this. We'll have to throw it in at some point. But I'm going to tell you what happens if you don't already know. And if you know, then you're going to metaphysically relive it through my description again. So there's everybody in the crowd. And they're singing. They're standing there. And they're singing. And they're, I don't even know what song they're singing. It's not Royals, which is like the only one I know. But I sound way too opinionated about this. I swear I know another song. But I'm invested. So it's like all of her people, they're singing, they're in the crowd, they're having a good time. And then Lorde just goes, shh, shush. And then she just starts singing. And like, she's like belting. And everyone in the crowd is like, okay. Because nobody likes being shushed. And like, nobody likes being shushed when they're having a good time. So I feel like this built a little bit of resentment from everybody over at TikTok and whatnot, because the clip was going around and they were like, how did Lorde, like, why did she just shush everybody? Bro, I'm not gonna lie. That shit was mad funny to me. So TikTok's doing their thing. They're like, you know, doing imitations of her, blah, 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 blah. And like, y'all already know, like, when it blows up on TikTok like this, it's like, is it they're canceled? No, they just got mass made fun of on TikTok. We need a word for that, because I feel like it happens all the time. Like, people don't necessarily get like canceled, but they have like this big moment on TikTok that's like, unfortunately, very career defining, because it becomes like a cultural thing or whatever, like a cultural moment, right? So I feel like this was a very cultural moment for Lorde. So this clip goes everywhere and people kind of decide like they don't like Lorde because, okay, think about this. Picture this.
Imagine it's not Lorde. Imagine you're not like at the concert, right? Where would you be singing? You are.
Wait, is this a good scenario? This is the most unserious thinking face ever, but I really am thinking. All right. Imagine you're at home, okay? You're singing in the shower, right? You have a sibling. So let's say you have a sister, okay? You're at home. You're singing in the shower. And you're, like, belting it out. I don't know. What are you singing? Like, you're singing something. You're like, yeah, da, 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 da. And then let's say your sister comes in and she goes, shh. And then she starts singing. That's, like, a big, like, what the fuck moment. And it's so funny because it's Lorde's concert, so she's supposed to be singing. And I'm pretty sure she shushed people because it was supposed to be a big moment where she, like, she does this big belt. And, like, if you're hearing the audience and they're a little off key on something that's difficult, like, it's easier for you to sing it if they're, you know, quiet, right? So I think that's why she was doing it. But just the going back to the situation, like, if your sister just started belting immediately after, you're like, hello? How did you just shut down my show where I was having a good old grand time, and then start your own show? I don't know, it does something to you. So everybody on TikTok, they go haywire, okay? And then I also jump into this where I'm like, oh, yeah, Lorde, you remember where she, like, shushed everybody? That's, like, also, like, my last memory of her, right? So now there's been a new development. Was this an old video? Let's find out. Lorde was on Hot Wings. Lorde. The video was 2 years ago. It was probably right after she released that 2021 album. What was that? Melodrama? Melodramatic? I don't know. It was right after she released that album. So she goes on Hot Wings 2 years ago. I didn't see this. The video has 2 million, or no, it has 5 million views. But somebody on TikTok cut it up and resurfaced it. And, like, that's the thing. Sure. This first, it's Hot Ones. Okay, sure, this first We Feast video has 5 million views, but, like, that's not my show. I'm not refreshing First We Feast every week, like, what guest are they gonna have on this week? This is gonna be fantastic. Like, that's not me, right? So you have to spoon feed content to me. It has to, like, blow up on TikTok, and then it has to hit my feed. Otherwise, I don't know it exists. And this video hit the other day. It had, like, 500,000 likes or something. And it was like, do you remember that time that Lorde went on First We Feast and she tanked through every single Hot Wing? And I'm like, I'm looking at this and I'm like, no, I don't remember that. I will watch. So I start watching the video. And, you know, she goes through levels 1, 2, 3. And it's like, while you're watching this first part, you realize this woman is a Hot Wing connoisseur. She's like, oh, spicy note. I don't know what her accent is. I don't know what a New Zealand accent is, but it's not the way that I'm speaking. And I want you to get in the zone. I want you to feel like you're watching the video. And she's like, it's got a burst of pepper, you know? And she knows what she's talking about. Or maybe the host said that, but she's saying stuff like that, you know? And she's like, like, there's a genuine appreciation and approval for each wing sauce. There's a thought behind it. When I'm eating hot wings, what am I thinking? Did I shave my legs? Can anyone see that? No. Okay. I used to work at Hooters. We had... I used to work at Hooters, and I had to know all of the sauces. We had dry rubs. We had various forms of hot sauce. Let me tell you, I feel like they've probably added some new sauces. And I'm just saying this because I want you to know where I'm at in my hot wing sauce journey. And by journey, I mean, like, the level of information that I have and experience
versus what I witnessed in that Lord video. There's mild, there's medium. What's interesting about medium, and like this is for like a Hooters wing. If you have them toss a naked wing in medium, they can also grill it Daytona style. And it's not spicy on its own, but when you grill it, it gets a little something, right? See, I can't even name what that note is. And fucking Lord over here, she was just firing them. I know, we're darting between two different things, but you're smart. You can follow. You know what's going on. Hold on. Hold. Okay. Can you hear this?
Delicious wing.
So far, hitting right.
I like it. I like it.
It's been too long.
Wait. Okay. Okay. Let me fast forward through like one other. Okay. I just need you to hear when she's like.
Scotch bonnet.
Oh my God! What even is that?
Ginger goat, pineapple and ginger. Yummy.
Curry
energy.
Vibe.
Yum. Mm-hmm. Cumin garam masala.
Like what? Like I'm over here and I'm like medium, which is the sauce that I ate every day at lunch. And I'm like, that's a good wing. And she's like, cumin garam masala. I don't even know what the fuck that is. Couldn't tell you. So mild, medium, hot, 911, 3 Mile Island. That was the hottest sauce. A lot of times guys at Hooters, I worked at a Hooters that was, you know, an earshot of a military base. And the guys, they would come in after their shift and they'd come in large parties. They were looking for a wife. They were looking for a wife. Because listen, I'm going to be honest, like they got more benefits. And here's the thing, the girls, like they were down, like there were a couple girls that were down to like, they were also looking for like a military dude. And so like, you know, you took those tables if you wanted them. Right. So these guys, they would come in these large parties. Sometimes they'd be like in uniform or like sometimes, you know, if there's like eight of them and they all got buzz cuts, like, you know, you're like, all right, Candace, here's your table. The one might be over there. So, but you know, sometimes we didn't have Candace available and we had to just take the tables. Cause I'm dating military dude. No problem. Sure. Why not? Well, fuck it. Who cares? Right. Is he a good guy? Let's do it. Right? Wife me up. Benefit me up. Get me a Camaro and a condo, a little duplex. I'm down, you know? Especially in my 20s. I wasn't doing shit else. So sometimes I would take those tables. And what would happen is there'd be like the one guy, the quiet guy. Like you could see he, the quiet guy. And he would order 3 Mile Isle, which was the hottest sauce, so that he could like show everybody that he was, I don't know, like tough or powerful or I don't know, something. So I didn't eat that sauce too often. I'll be honest, I never ate that sauce. I never ate that sauce. If I was having a bad day and I just wanted to like hurt myself, I would get medium grilled with maybe a small side of the 3 Mile Isle. I would do something like that, right? And I would dip it and then I'd be out, you know? I'd dip it, take a bite, and I'd be like, not for me. Because I don't mess with spicy stuff like that. And maybe that's why I liked that clip of Lord so much, because I appreciated her sauce knowledge. And also, I just want to say, for anyone out there, there are more sauces at Hooters. There's also dry rubs, the Cajun dry rub, fantastic. The lemon pepper, fantastic. You know, we make the ranch in-house, or at least we used to. Back before the budget cuts. I don't work there anymore. I just, you know those jobs where you feel like you sold your soul for it and you're still attached to it in some way, shape, or form? That's me. That's what I did. So I feel like there's so many other sauces and they had to have added more too. I feel like, I respected the Lord clip so much because, one, she had an acute knowledge of sauces. And I know she was like reading through the label for some, but she's like, ooh, yeah, the cumin here really does this. I couldn't tell you that. I don't know what the fuck is in Three Mile Isle. I do know there's pepper in there. Not peppers, but pepper, because there were little black specks in there. I know that. I know that for absolute certain. But that's about where it stops. So it wasn't just, it's her knowledge of it. It was her appreciation for it. I love it when somebody's like passionate about something, when they're like appreciating something. I'm just eating it up, you know? And then also it was how, as she progressed to the hotter levels, the woman was completely unfazed. Like you start, like you're watching, I only told you about levels 1 through 3. No, she gets 4, 5, 6, completely unfazed. Like she's, like, I don't know, like in the most like New Zealand accent ever. She's like, it's like, oh my God, I have to play you this one part.
I taste that scotch bonnet.
Wow.
Fruity. Can't you taste it though?
Yeah, I mean, but I like that you have.
That's nice.
Dude, her face.
It's almost bitter. Taste that scotch bonnet.
Dude, I'm looking for this part. There's this one part in the video where she goes, that's a good little wing. That's a good little wing. I don't know. I really liked it. So anyways, she goes all the way through. Levels 8, levels 9, completely unfazed. And like, but you can tell like around 9 or 10, the heat is, I don't want to say getting to her, but her body is acknowledging the heat, right? A little pillet of sweat. Is pillet a word? I don't know, but I feel like you know exactly what I mean. It's more than a bead. Just a few pillets of sweat, a tinge of red on the cheeks, the brows, the forehead, everything, you know? Her body acknowledges the heat, but she remains strong. And that is just not something I can do because, dude, you put a hot wing in my mouth that's a little too hot for the system, we're gonna have a little meltdown. And it's not that I don't have a little meltdown every month or so. It's not that I don't have a little meltdown every month or so. I probably do a little something. It's so nice. I feel like, man, I used to have a little meltdown, went 2 or 3 times a week. Now it's only once a month. That's progress, ladies and gentlemen. But I do feel like it's boring. I was talking about this. I'm done talking about Lord. I'm done. Wait, let me wrap that up in a bow. I need to get some chapstick. I was talking about this a little bit the other day on one of my stories, how whenever, like, I always alternate weeks where, like, I'll go, like, sober for a little bit. Like, in my ideal world, I would just, like, stop drinking completely. But here's the problem. I like having fun. I like excitement. This is, the pain. Like, okay, here's the thing. I'm not crazy anymore, which is kind of disappointing for my nervous system. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, we're in a good place. This is good now. Like, this is fantastic. But, and also, like, I can hear it now. Somebody's like, oh, like, Bose is complaining that she's not crazy anymore. Like, we would all just be so happy to, listen, I'm just telling you both sides of the coin, right? Okay? I'm just telling you both sides of the coin. So, like, now, I feel like I used to be an unhinged woman in America. Anything could happen at any time. Don't turn your back. You know what I mean? I had a good intentions. Don't get me wrong. I just was, you know. And now No, it's better. It's definitely better. Listen, this isn't like a whole, like, I'm not going to sit here and have a whole therapy session with myself. Let me get to a point here. I said I was going to tell you both sides of the coin. What is better? No. Am I going to say the bad side or am I going to say the good side? you know, crazy people. I say that as a crazy people, ex-crazy person. We don't get better for ourselves. I mean, kind of, we do. We generally get better for the people around us, right? To be more consistent in work, to be there for our children, to be, you know, nicer to our family, to be a good partner. Usually, a lot of times, it's somebody in our life on the outskirts that gives us a wake-up call, right? And then we want to be better. A lot of people get a lot better after they have kids. Some do, some fucking don't, right? But we don't get better for just ourselves. Do you know why? Because we're totally fine just being crazy. Like, we are so fine. We have figured out how to have the most fucking fun, to go do, I don't know, whatever, to find self-fulfillment, do whatever. You know what I mean? So does that make sense? Like, if you're gonna get better, which you should totally do that, things are gonna slow down. They're gonna slow down a lot. You know, you'll still be talking to yourself, because that's what I'm doing right now. I mean, I never randomly talk to myself, and I'm not mad at you if you talk to yourself. Like, that's totally fine. But I'm saying, like, the level of thought stream that I have, it's never ending. So am I really okay? I don't know. But we'll find out. Yeah, it's a lot. It's, you know, it's quieter over here. My thoughts are a lot quieter. Everyone's happier, you know? And I'm happier, like, overall. I just miss the chaos sometimes. I miss it. I feel like I was blowing up buildings every other week. But, you know, and also, I think it's also an age thing, too. I think things just change a little bit with age. God, actually, I guess it's not that bad, because I'm sitting here, like, complaining. And I was, like, ready to go on a whole tangent complaining about it, you know? But I actually don't have that many more, I don't have that many complaints, you know? Like, sometimes, because I live in LA, like, I'll drive by, like, a party spot, and I'll be like, ooh, I wish I was there, just fucking doing it up, you know? And then I drive by it, and I go home to my dog, who, like, you know, recently had a little cancer surgery, and I need to make sure she's okay, and, like, maybe I'll have a cup of tea, you know? And that's not what I'm used to. But it's better, though. It's better. It's good. It's good. Actually, I take it all back. No complaints. Maybe this is just me having a thought stream where I had to, like, you know, feel like I was missing out on something and then just talk through it. Because the benefits are, like, way, way, way better. Because if you're anything like me, if you just, like, hate yourself, then you don't really care what happens to you, but you do care about the people around you, right? It's kind of like that thing where, like, if somebody's mean to you, you don't give a fuck, but, like, if they're mean to, like, your mom or your sister, you're like, yo, we are not having that, right? So I don't know. Everyone else around me is a lot happier. So I think that's good. I think that's very good. We'll keep it up. Update. I will continue to go to therapy. There's a man that set up the cameras here, and he is listening to all this stuff, and I feel so bad for him, because we had no time to intro to him. He just now has been led into my thought stream. I'm so sorry. We need to talk about these waters, but before we do that, I have to briefly, listen, I don't have any sponsors. We don't have, nobody, there's nobody here. It's just me. But I have to tell you guys about a thing I've been using this week. Now, listen, if I ever tell you guys about a little product, a little thing that I'm using, it means I'm actually using it and nobody's paying me except the commissions on it, right? So, before I even tell you what this is, because I just think this is so funny to air out. Bro, y'all know how people be selling stuff on TikTok and they're like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. And then you don't know that they're making $10 per sale on it. Oh, that's so funny. So I'm going to do that. Anytime I tell you that there's a product and it's tagged, I'm going to tell you exactly what I make off of it and how much it costs. Okay, so I don't have it here right now because I'm not washing my face. I found these silicone, like, face washing things that I am obsessed with it. Oh my God, they feel amazing. It feels like there's no bacteria that's getting on them as soon as you wash them off all the time. And also, bro, I don't know if anyone else is like this. I hate touching my face. Like, I have always had, like, acne or, like, cystic acne and shit. And when I touch my face, I remember it's there and I hate it. Also, you shouldn't be touching your face 24/7 anyways. So these little pads, you just
you just wash your face with it. Use one at a time, okay? They're amazing. Now, here's the deal. I've looked this up on the back end on YouTube. These things, they cost $5. $5 for a pack of two. And we make 10% off the commission. Let's see, $5. Wait, why did I even have to do the math on that? It's 50 cents. 50 cents off of each. Also, you actually don't have to click on an affiliate thing here. I know, I'm ruining the point. You actually don't have to do that. But I want you to know what it looks like so that if you see it in Target or you see it, I don't know, somewhere, you should get it. It's $5. I really like it. And anytime you add something to your night routine, it makes you do your night routine, right? That's good. Okay, onto the waters. This is very important. So a couple months ago, I saw this girl talking about waters on TikTok, which I thought luxury waters, that's like the most preposterous thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. I thought it was ridiculous. So I had to try some. We have three here. I'm already familiar with these, but I didn't drink any water earlier this morning. Oh my God. Sam, do you have nails? Oh, wait, I think I got it. So we grabbed a couple of waters, literally the best and the most ridiculous. And I need to tell you about them. Okay, first of all, Aqua Carpatica. Actually, no, that's not first. Ignore that. First, boys, the Crystal Geyser. It's everywhere and it's anywhere. This one, you can get a 24-pack of these for like $6, right? It's your basic. It's like the Arrowhead. It's not the Dasani. It's more like the Arrowhead, but it's better than Arrowhead. Hold on, let me. Oh my God. Oh my God. Look, okay. I'm about to spoil it right now. I don't know what order I should have drank these in to like make it a big deal or something, but this shit is fucking fire, okay? I'm somebody that's tried a whole bunch of different waters. I've had the water in Europe, and y'all know the water in Europe is more full-bodied. It's got more to it than doing something to the water in America. I don't know, but it feels thin. Feels like thin water. This Crystal Geyser, it's cheap. It's full-bodied. Now, do we love the plastic? No. Do your recycling at home, okay? Or maybe just take them when you're on the go. Oh, my God. Oh. Mm. I love a water that makes me feel hydrated. I haven't drank much water in my whole life, and my body loves this. It loves it. You know what? I wouldn't, okay, hear me out on this. I wouldn't describe this as fresh. I would describe this as hydrating. I would say this is very hydrating, and it's fulfilling, because part of the fulfillment is not just the taste. It's also, how much did I pay for it, right? I don't want to feel like I'm getting fucked when I get a 24 pack, right? I'm just here to drink the water. Let's talk about this one. This bottle of Ophora is $13.99. For what, bitch? I'm so serious. And the large of this is $30. But it's because Ophora, it's a thick water. Now, not to be confused with, did you guys know that there's literal thick water? And it's what old people drink when they have dysphagia? Dysphagia? When you can't swallow things. Something like that. When you get older and you're having difficulty troubling. When you get older and you're having difficulty swallowing, old people drink thick water because it helps them swallow the water. They can't drink the other water. So I've drank that before, and this kind of reminds me of that. So it's a wellness water. I'm so sick of that word, wellness. When I hear the word wellness, I know that you're about to charge me 30% more. And guess what? I don't have it. Water for wellness. NanoPure, restructured, and hyper-oxygenated. That's why this water is so thick. God, I wish you guys could see. The meniscus on this is heavy. You have to see. You have to. Hold on. Can I put it?
Wait, I just wanted to see. Can you guys see how thick that is? Do you guys see? Like, it shouldn't be that hard to jiggle.
Okay.
You can see that, right? You can see that dip in the meniscus. It's, so that's the point. This water, you're supposed to drink, like, maybe after a night of heavy drinking. And you're really, really trying to replenish. Or maybe if you're not drinking alcohol, because I know some of you guys don't do that. Congratulations. You can also just have this right before bed, right? Maybe you'll wake up feeling extra hydrated, which is a concept I love in theory, just drinking water before bed. The thought of waking up super hydrated sounds good for me, right? So anyways, let's try the Ophora. It feels like it's doing too much. Okay, that's what it feels like. It feels like it's doing too much. No. 1 out of 10. Let me explain. And like, dude, you know the guy at home that like makes Ophora water for wellness? He's turning over in his fucking grave right now. 1 out of 10 from random woman in a box that I don't know. I don't want to make myself seem, I'm not important. So maybe he's not turning over in his grave, but I feel like I spent way too much on this. $3.99. How much is that per sip? Did you ever think you would have to pay for water per sip? Imagine you're in the desert, dried out, hungry, dehydrated, and you find some kind of water stand, and it's not a hallucination. It's not a mirage. I used to think about that all the time. I used to see so many movies where they had like a mirage or something. And I really thought as a child that I would be in a life or death situation in a desert. And I would have to identify like what was a mirage and what wasn't so that I could go the right direction, you know? But imagine you're there and you have to pay per sip. That's what you're doing with Ophora. You're paying per sip. And I would say, hold on, let's see. So I've definitely taken maybe one or two good sips here. Let's just see. I'll take one good gulp. Don't listen. I feel like there's about 45 sips. Now let's do that math. It's about 31 cents a sip. More than a quarter. That's Los Angeles for you. That's ridiculous, huh? And they put that on the label and they sold it to me. And I bought it. I bought it for this. Please buy the face scrubber so I can get my money back on the Ophora, because I won't be drinking that. I'll be dumping it in the street in protest because it's all I can do. Lid on and out of my life. Now, Aqua Carpatica. She may seem as pretentious as the Ophora, but she's not. She's got, I already know what's in this one. I drink it a bit, but just to give you a little intro, I already know. It's full bodied, a little more affordable. Check this out. What are these? About the same size? I feel like I'm getting more water in this. I feel like I'm getting a little more bang for my buck here. They didn't even fill it out up here, right? I'm sure, let me just look at the sizes. It's the same, but this feels better, right? And that's what it's about. It's not just about the taste of the water. It's how do I feel when I'm drinking it? $2.99. It's the little thing people like, okay? It's $2.99. So I have this sturdy glass bottle that makes me feel like a man.
This makes me feel like I'm in charge, right? This makes me feel like I got a grip on my life, because y'all know when we was kids and we would get them bottles of Voss from Walgreens, and it was maybe $3-4 for the bottle, but you were just buying it for the glass bottle. Why? Because when you walk into a room with that glass bottle, it looks like you got your shit together, doesn't it? So that's the feeling that I get with this Aqua Carpatica as well. It's from the Carpathian Mountains. Natural spring water. None of this nano, pure, restructured, hyper-oxygenated stuff. None of that. Just good old water. Okay, let's give it a go. Checking out the meniscus. Nice and thin. Whoa. Oh my God. Hold on. I can't believe I'm saying this. A little thinner, but fresh. It is fresh. It's full-bodied. It's fantastic. But I'm going to have to give this water, I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. Because for the quality of this, the quality of the water, and the quality of the packaging, $2.99 is a fantastic price. They also have plastic ones, and they go on sale all the time. Make sure you recycle your glass. I was president of the recycling club. That's become a part of my identity, and I will not stop mentioning it. But the Crystal Geyser, it's a 10 out of 10. And I don't like to give out a 10 out of 10 because I feel like that's a coveted score, right? That's a very important score. You can't just give that out all willy-nilly. But this is fantastic. If you want water that feels like you're back in Europe, if you want water that feels like it's doing your job, if you want water that's on your side, you have to drink Crystal Geyser. You just watched me drink. I call this $30 water because the large is $30. You just watch me drink this and this. You know what? Let's just add one more to the mix. We grabbed a couple waters before this. Have you guys seen this one before? This is boxed water. I've seen people drinking this before, and I never got it because I feel like water doesn't belong in a box. That's not for me. It makes me feel like you're trying to like make a statement, you know? Can you put water in a box? Absolutely. But this just feels very branded to me, you know? I think it's sustainable, right? But is the water good? Because at the end of the day, I need to feel hydrated. I need to feel hydrated, and we'll take care of the environment as we go. I've given you your reminders here, right? I've never tried this one before. What is that aftertaste? This is horrible. This is the worst fucking water I've ever had in my life.